Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. House Republicans have unveiled a big fiscal plan that would include a number of moves. It would let them rewrite the tax code, overhaul medical malpractice laws, change federal employees' retirement benefits, and partially repeal Dodd-Frank financial regulations, all in the same law. Joining us to talk about this is Wall Street Journal U.S. tax policy reporter Richard Rubin. Richard, this sounds incredibly ambitious. Aren't Republicans trying to do this through reconciliation, which would let them pass fiscally oriented bills with a simple majority?
Yeah, that's the idea. The idea for Republicans here is to say, look, we have the majority in the House, we have the majority in the Senate, we have the White House. The first time we've had that alignment since January of 2007. And so this is really a chance to get some of our priorities through. And the way they think about it is, look, we could get things through what's called regular order and do it a bunch of different bills, but that requires 60 votes in the Senate, which requires Democrats. And so there are some special rules that let them, in certain circumstances, have a limited number of bills that can pass the Senate on a simple majority vote. And they're trying to take maximum advantage of that for their tax bill and for some of these other priorities.
And they're pairing this tax code overhaul with around $200 billion in deficit-cutting measures?
Yeah. The idea, you know, from conservatives in particular, say, look, we're Republicans. We ran to reduce debt and deficits. Like, we want to reduce trillions, but let's bite off a first chunk here. And it's at least $203 billion. And so 11 different committees have, you know, would get sort of marching orders to go out and find deficit reduction measures that could include things like medical malpractice. It could include spending cuts on food stamps. It could include a whole bunch of different things where, you know, they would figure out over the next few months.
You write that this bill faces a lot of political and procedural hurdles, including many of the same ones that killed the Senate's proposed health care bill.
Yeah. I mean, look, the margin in the Senate is really narrow. They have 52 Republicans. So any three Senate Republicans, if they don't like something, say they don't like repealing the state and local tax deduction, say they're in states with a lot of federal employees and they don't like changes that might get proposed to federal employee retirement, say they don't like the changes on medical malpractice, any one thing that three senators can find themselves, or three different things that three senators can find themselves upset about, can tank the whole thing. And so that's where we are in healthcare, and that's bound to come up on this effort as well. And then you also have just procedurally, the reconciliation rules are limited. Bills have to be fiscally oriented. They can't increase long-run budget deficits. They've got a whole bunch of restrictions and hoops and things they have to jump through. And so all of the things that we all become accustomed to in healthcare will crop right back up again as they try and move this package.
I'm speaking with Richard Rubin of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43, and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Rich, doesn't Congress have to pass a budget first before this bill can be voted on?
Yes, and so that's the step we're on, where the House Republicans are coming out with their budget. They're not even sure they can get this through the House right now, but it's got to get through the House Budget Committee this week and then to the House floor, and then the Senate's got to do the same thing, and then the House and the Senate have to agree on the same version of the budget, and then it's like a video game that unlocks the next level, and that next level is called reconciliation, and you can move an actual bill, and then the same thing has to happen. The House Committee, the Senate Committee, the House floor, the Senate floor both have to pass the same version, and so it's sort of two rounds of the same process, one architectural and one sort of more prescriptive. And the first one, the budget, the president doesn't have to sign, and the second ultimate bill, the president would have to sign.
Now, you said the House Budget Committee is going to be voting on this tomorrow?
Yeah, they've got their markup with this budget resolution. Again, the architecture slated for tomorrow. And they feel pretty confident that they've got the votes to get it out of committee. It's just a question of whether it can actually pass the House. It's a little in doubt right now.
And recess is scheduled around this. They were delaying recess. How does that play into it?
So the House so far has not delayed its recess. The Senate does not have a budget resolution yet, and I don't really expect it much, if any, time soon. The House is scheduled to be out of here in, you know, a little more than a week. So if they want to get this on through the House, next week would be the time to do it, or they're going to just hang on to it and try and figure it out in September.
To your way of thinking, what kind of chance does this ambitious bill stand?
I could be wrong. I'm always operating under the assumption that tax reform is really hard and really difficult to get done on its own. And then when you add other stuff on top of it, 11 other measures that get pegged to tax reform that you just sort of potentially, you could view it two ways. I tend to think you sort of add to the coalition of opponents and the degree of difficulty. You could also see that, you know, members might say, of Congress might say, well, there's some stuff in here I don't like, but there's a lot of stuff I do. And sort of the bigger the bill, the easier a lift it might be. We'll start sort of sussing that out over the next couple of months as this, if and when this bill comes together.
If and when. Are they hoping by the end of the year, or is that just pointless to ask?
Yeah, no, they are hoping. The House, the Senate, and the White House, the leaders from each of those on tax policy have been meeting and trying to come up with a structure, just the tax piece of this. And they've been very consistently optimistic that they think they can get this done by the end of the year. It strikes me that they've got a lot of hoops to jump through before they get there.
Wall Street Journal reporter Richard Rubin, thank you very much for joining us.
Yep, thanks.
And that's your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.